Welcome to Habits of the Most Successful. Now, here is Dr. George Ayew.
It is very, very important for you to realize that you are where you are and what you are because of yourself. Everything you are today or ever will be in the future is up to you. Your life today is the sum total of your choices, decisions, and actions up to this point. You can create your own future by changing your behavior or your habit. You can make new choices and decisions that are more consistent with the person you want to be and the things you want to accomplish with your life. When you allow these facts to sink in deeply, then you are ready to take responsibility for your life and change it in line with your dreams, aspirations, and success. The question, why some people are more successful than others, begs an answer from every living individual. Why are some people more successful than others? Why are some people having a wonderful time when others are barely making it? Why is there some people are enjoying life when others are just struggling through life? When you are able to effectively answer these questions, then and only then do you begin the exciting journey to a successful life. Everything that you are or ever will be is up to you. I've oftentimes said that you are what you are because of what you want to be. It is only you who can stop you to be you. The real limit on what you can be, do, and have is the limit you place on your imagination. You can take complete control of your destiny by taking complete control of your thoughts, your words, and actions from this very day, this very hour, this very minute, or this very second. What is success? Various people define success in different ways. To a stay-home mother, success is bringing up the children to be great citizens. To a teacher, success is inspiring young minds to greatness or ensuring that each student in his or her class makes the grade to the next level and passes the final exams. To the entrepreneur, success is making lots of money and building a bigger business. To a minister in a church, success could be growing a large congregation or seeing lives changed. You see, success means different things to different people. The generic definition of success is the ability to achieve your dreams, desires, hopes, wishes, and goals in each of the important areas of your life. Someone defined success as success is about fulfilling your potential. I once heard a very influential person define success as impacting the world with your aspiration. It is very important to know that those who are successful in life have specific habits that the unsuccessful ones do not have. One of the most significant discoveries made in the field of psychology and success is that fully 95% of everything that you think, feel, do, and achieve is the result of a habit. You have developed a series of conditioned responses that lead you to react automatically and unthinkingly in almost every situation. You have developed these conditioned responses from your childhood. Successful people have successful habits that unsuccessful people do not have. Successful people automatically do and say the right things in the right way and at the right time. Because of this, they accomplish much more than the average person. I have good news for you. You are not born with your habits. Your habits are learned as a result of practice and repetition. You can learn any habit you consider either necessary or desirable. By using your willpower and discipline, you can shape your personality and character in almost any way you desire. You can write the script of your own life. You can paint a great picture on the canvas of your mind. You can design a great life on the lot you have been given in life. Remember that if it is to be, it is up to you. If you are not happy with your current lifestyle, you can change it by changing your habits. Good habits are responsible for most of your success and happiness in life. Bad habits, on the other hand, are responsible for most of your problems and frustrations. Bad habits are learned. You can change your bad habits by unlearning these habits through a process of replacing these habits with good habits through practice and repetition. Let's look at a number of good habits. Eating a healthy diet, never giving up, practicing gratitude, developing good, steady habits, striving for excellence, taking care of your spiritual needs, and so on. On the other hand, bad habits are when you begin to make destructive comments, being negative all the time, making excuses for your actions, clinging to the past, nurturing the past, not taking responsibility for your actions, and failing to express gratitude. Evans said, "Habit, my friend, is practice long pursued, that at last becomes the man himself." John Dryden made this statement, "We first make our habits, and then our habits make us." Writer and editor Horace Mann said, "Habits are like a cable. We weave a strand of it every day, and soon it cannot be broken." You see, good habits are hard to form but easy to live with. On the other hand, bad habits are easy to form but hard to live with. You do develop habits as a result of your choices, decisions, and behaviors. You should make a decision today to develop the habits and character that empower you to be the very best person you can imagine yourself becoming. Tryon Edwards said this about habit: "Any act often repeated soon forms a habit, and habit allowed steadily gains strength. At first, it may be as a spider's web, easily broken through, but if not resisted, it soon binds us with chains of steel." How true. Let's look at the basic philosophies that undergirds our habits. Successful people have fundamental beliefs they hold about themselves and the world around them. If you believe that you were created to be poor, then you will remain poor and begin to exemplify habits the poor show. If you see yourself as not possessing the qualities and the potential to be successful, then you will not change your current habits. Your belief system will significantly impact your success and failure in life. In fact, your belief system influences your habits. How you see yourself will directly impact what you are capable to achieve. Your self-concept, what does it mean? Self-concept holds one of the keys to your success, and it is the controlling factor in your success and the habits you use each day. A thorough understanding of the self-concept is the key to your success and maximum performance in life. Your self-concept is the combination of all the ideas, thoughts, and experiences in your life, and you will always perform consistent with your self-concept. Your self-concept is made up of three ingredients: your self-ideal, your self-image, and your self-esteem. Your self-ideal is known as the ideal self. Your self-ideal is the numerous pictures, feelings, and thoughts of the ideal person you would like to be. It is the composite of all the people you have admired. You are constantly adjusting your behavior, your action, your words, your habit to try to be more like the ideal person. Your self-image is the way you see and think about yourself. It is your inner mirror, and you tend to walk, talk, sit, act, think, and relate to others in a manner consistent with your self-image or inner mirror. It is therefore important that in order to change your external performance or results, you have to change your inner picture. The me I see is the me I become. Let's look at your self-esteem. Your self-esteem is the root of self-concept and the core of your personality. It is the most important element in your performance, in the sense that when you have a healthy self-image or self-esteem, you will like yourself, and when you like yourself, you can begin to achieve more and be successful in life. An image of seeing yourself as a valuable human being enables you to perform at a higher level of effectiveness, and this empowers you to form habits consistent with that image. You have to like yourself to be a top performer. Having a low self-esteem is at the heart of all personality problems, behavioral challenges, and all interactions with other people. So let's look at the habits of the most successful. In other words, if you learn these habits, you can also be successful. So let's look at the habit of self-discipline. One of the most important habits for success, achievement, happiness, and a life of significance is the habit of self-discipline. Author and publisher Elbert Hubbard defines self-discipline as the ability to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. Self-discipline is the key to self-mastery and self-control. The more capable you become of disciplining yourself to do what you have decided to do, whether you feel like it or not, the more positive and powerful you will feel. When you develop the habit of doing something each day towards your goal, you will become successful in the end. The most successful people practice the habit of self-discipline. How many times have you not promised yourself you were going to do this or that and finally find yourself not doing it? How many times did you tell yourself you were going to finish a project, write a book, clean up the closet, write those goals, write an article, and end up this very day not doing anything? Self-discipline is the food of champions. Remember that talk is cheap and inaction is a slow killer. So if you want to be very successful in life, develop the habit of self-discipline. Do the things that you've been postponing every single day. Just start. Because when you start, then you can continue with what you've started. I've heard a lot of people say, I want to be successful, I want to be this, I want to make a lot of money, and all that stuff. But you know why? They don't have the habit of self-discipline to make it happen. So if you want to be successful, practice the habit of self-discipline. The second habit of very successful people is what we call the habit of optimism. The most helpful mental habit of the most successful is being optimistic no matter what. People who are optimistic are the happiest, healthiest, most influential, and most successful in every group and society. According to Professor Martin Seligman, people learn to become optimistic by thinking the way optimists think. The optimists think about what they want and how to get it most of the time. They think about where they are going and how to get there. This way of thinking releases their energy and creativity. People who are unsuccessful are pessimistic and think the way pessimists think. Pessimists think and talk about what they don't want most of the time. They think about the people they don't like, the problems they are having or have had in the past, and they also think about who is to blame for their particular situation. Remember, you become what you think about most of the time. An optimist believes that no situation is permanent and uses the phrase, "This too shall pass." Optimists look back on the various successes they have had. They believe that when they change things here and there, they will be able to repeat the successes of the past and even do better in the end. Optimism goes with faith. They believe that everything will be all right in the end. Optimism is the food of the most successful. I encourage you to begin to be optimistic about life, to be optimistic about tomorrow, to be optimistic about the dreams that you have. You may have challenges, you may have setbacks, but the optimist says, this too shall pass and the future looks great. The third habit of the most successful is the habit of goal setting and goal achievement. A goal is a well-defined target that gives you clarity, direction, motivation, and focus. Goal orientation is a habit practiced by the most successful. They develop a clear, ideal image of what they want to accomplish in the future. With goal orientation, you crystallize that image into specific, measurable, detailed goals and objectives you will need to accomplish to achieve that ideal future vision. Goal setting and goal achievement is the most necessary success skill you need to learn and apply. Your success strategy and results in life takes on a new dimension when you begin to write, think, and talk about your goals. When you set goals, you develop direction, focus, and concentrated energy. You accomplish more in the short time than you could accomplish for years. Goals enable you to control the direction of change in your life. The most successful develop the habit of personal strategic planning. They make a list of exactly what they want to accomplish in the short, medium, and long term. They use goal setting methodology to create a blueprint and plans of action that they follow every single day. If you want to achieve your goals, practice goal setting. Set your goals and follow through those goals. The fourth habit of the most successful is the habit of lifelong learning. The habit of lifelong learning is another habit practiced by the most successful. They have a personal development and growth orientation attitude. Growth orientation requires that you develop a habit of continuous learning, continuous personal and professional development. Just as you exercise to stay physically strong and healthy on a daily basis, you must also exercise mentally on a daily basis to become better and better in your selected field of endeavor. To practice lifelong learning, read every single day for at least about 30 to 60 minutes in your chosen field. Learn from the experts by attending their seminars and conferences or workshops. Buy and listen to their audiobooks, CDs, and DVDs. Feed your mind with mental protein. When you stop learning, you stop growing and you begin to go down the drain. I suggest that you make it a habit, you make it your philosophy to practice lifelong learning. The fifth habit of the highly successful or the most successful is the habit of thinking wealthy. You become what you think about most of the time. If you sincerely want to be wealthy, to achieve all your financial and personal goals, and to retire young and retire well, one of the things you can do is to develop habits of thinking and acting that have enabled hundreds of thousands and even millions of other people to become wealthy. These habits of financial success and wealth are learnable by practice and repetition. The most wealthy and successful have developed the habit of thinking in terms of financial independence most of the time. From a specific age, they become focused on achieving specific financial goals. They discipline themselves to make whatever sacrifices are necessary to achieve their goals. They organize and reorganize their entire financial lives, their earning, investing, insuring, and spending activities in such a way that they are all coordinated and helping them move toward hitting those specific financial targets. A lot of the unsuccessful have the opposite habit with regard to money. Instead of thinking in terms of accumulation, savings, and financial independence, the majority of people think in terms of spending and enjoying whatever money they can get their hands on, plus whatever else they can borrow from friends or put on their credit cards. Someone said this about successful people and unsuccessful people. He said, successful people save most of all that they earn and spend what is left, while their unsuccessful counterparts spend most of all that they earn and save what is left over. Jim Rohn said, and I paraphrase, becoming wealthy is not that difficult, but it is not the most important thing. The most important part of becoming wealthy is the person you have to become to accumulate wealth in the first place. Success begins in your mind. To be successful and wealthy on the outside, you must first be successful and wealthy from the inside. In other words, you manifest what is within you. The sixth habit of the most successful is the habit of personal effectiveness. Edward George Bulwer Lytton said, "The man who succeeds above his fellow is the one who early in life clearly discerns his object and towards that object habitually directs his powers." Abraham Maslow, the renowned psychologist, once wrote, "The ultimate end of human life is to become everything you are capable of becoming." Your purpose should be to fulfill your potential as a human being and to accomplish every goal you can possibly set for yourself. Your aim should be to get the very most out of your life and in every area of your life. Successful, happy men and women are those who have taken the time and disciplined themselves to develop the habits that lead them onward in every area of their lives. These people determine their true priorities. They take control of their time and life. They overcome procrastination and they see to it that each activity, project, or assignment is completed. Therefore, if you are willing to work on yourself long enough and hard enough, you can form and shape yourself into the kind of excellent person you are engineered to be. No matter what you have done or done in the past, at any time, you can draw a line through your previous life and make the decision that your future is going to be different. You can begin thinking different thoughts, making different choices and decisions, taking different actions and developing different habits that will lead you inevitably to the success that are possible for you. The most successful have personal strategic plans. They think long term and review their goals daily to keep the eye on the ball. It was Charles Dickens who said, "I could never have done what I have done without the habits of punctuality, order, and diligence, without the determination to concentrate myself on one subject at a time." The seventh habit of the highly successful is the habit of nurturing great relationships. To assure wonderful relationships, there are five habits you must develop. These habits are acceptance, appreciation, admiration, approval, and attention. To develop a habit of acceptance, or what the psychologists call unconditional positive regard. Each individual has a deep need to be accepted unconditionally and without reservation by other people. When you accept completely and unconditionally other people, just as they are, without comment, criticism, or any suggestion that they may need to change in their lives, you raise their self-esteem and release more of their innate potential for happiness and self-expression. Second, one of the most powerful ways of thinking you can develop is the attitude of gratitude. The more appreciative and thankful you are of the good things in your life, the more that they will increase and expand. Begin each day by appreciating the fact that you are alive, you've got a family, you've got friends, and you have health. Develop the habit of saying thank you. Third, make a habit to admire the traits, the qualities, or possessions of other people. Admire people's accomplishments and make an effort of letting them know. Fourth, make a habit of giving praise and approval. whenever and whatever form it can be given. When you praise other people, their self-esteem goes up. Fifth, make a habit of listening and paying attention to people. Listening is a habit you can learn with practice. So if you want to basically develop a great relationship, follow those steps. So how do you develop these habits? A habit is a conditioned response or stimuli. A habit is a conditioned response to stimuli. A habit is developed as a result of our responding in a particular way to a particular stimulus, often starting early in life. As already pointed out, you were born with no habits at all. You have acquired all your habits since infancy. Different habits take different time periods to develop. Behavioral psychologists refer to operant conditioning to describe how people learn certain automatic behaviors. They sometimes refer to the SBC model of new habit pattern formation. These three letters stand for stimulus, behavior, and consequences. First, something happens in your life that stimulates a thought or feeling. Second, in response, you behave a particular way. And third, as a result, you experience a certain consequence. If you repeat this process often enough, you end up developing a new habit. Another model of habit pattern development is called the ABC model. These three letters stand for antecedents, behaviors, and consequences. What psychologists have discovered is that the antecedent, what has happened in the past, stimulates only 15% of your behavior, meaning that fully 85% of your behavior is motivated by what you expect to happen in the future, by the anticipated consequences. The expectancy theory maintains that you are motivated to act in a particular way by what you expect to happen more than by any other factor or influence. Put differently, you do the things you do because of the consequences you feel you will experience as a result. You can manufacture your own expectations. You can develop a habit of expecting good things to happen. No matter how they may appear at the moment, your expectations influence your attitudes, which in turn impact your behavior. Negative expectations impact your life as well. If you expect something to turn out poorly, this will affect your attitude and behavior. According to the experts, it takes about 21 days to form a habit pattern of medium complexity. Over the years, a simple, powerful, proven methodology has been determined by new habit development. You can use it to develop any habit that you desire. Over time, you will find it easier and easier to develop the habits that you want to incorporate into your personality. So let's look at the critical steps to a new habit formation. Step number one, make a decision. Decide that you are going to begin acting in a specific way 100% of the time. For example, decide to review your goals first thing in the morning when you wake up and the last thing before you go to sleep. Or decide to read an inspirational book 30 minutes before getting up from bed and 30 minutes before getting out of bed. So, let me repeat that. Make a decision to decide to read an inspirational book 30 minutes before getting up from bed and 30 minutes before going to bed. Step number two, never allow exceptions. Do not make exceptions to your new habit pattern during the formative stages. Don't make excuses or rationalizations. Don't allow yourself off the hook, but discipline yourself to do what you have decided to do. Step number three, tell others. Inform people around you that you are going to begin practicing a particular behavior. Telling others will cause you to be disciplined and determined to fulfill your pledge to those you have informed. Step number four, visualize yourself. In your mind's eye, see yourself performing or behaving in a particular way in a particular situation. the more you visualize and imagine yourself acting as if you already had the new habit, the more deeply and rapidly this new habit or behavior will be accepted by your subconscious mind and it becomes automatic. Step number 5, create an affirmation. Repeat affirmations over and over to yourself. This repetition will dramatically increase the speed at which you develop the new habit. For example, you can say, I read an inspiration book 30 minutes before bedtime and 30 minutes when I get up. The more you say this to yourself and do what you say, the more it will become a habit pattern in your life. Step number 6, resolve to persist. Keep practicing the new behavior or habit until it is automatically and easy, that you actually feel uncomfortable when you do not do what you have decided to do. Step number 7, reward yourself. Give yourself a treat for practicing the new habit or behavior. Each time you reward yourself, you affirm and reinforce the behavior. Sooner than later, you begin to associate at an unconscious level the pleasure of the reward with this behavior or habit. So I suggest to you that you will listen to this audio CD over and over and over again and practice the habit of the most successful. When you do this, it becomes automatically for you to do the things you want to do, because success is all about habits. Success is all about action. Success is all about doing the things you want to do on a daily basis. I wish you all the best as you develop these habits to be successful.